Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, I Bow. The Calvinist emphasizes God's electing love, while the Arminian emphasizes that God loves the whole world. Does God desire that everyone be saved, or just the elect? Can sovereign election be harmonized with universal love? I contend that both are true, but in ways that are past finding out. This tension is reflected in the following quotes. Note that quoting someone does not mean I fully embrace their views, but only that I think they are making a thoughtful point regarding the biblical tensions in view. This first quote comes from John MacArthur in The Love of God, his book, The Love of God, page 12. One of the deep concerns that has prompted me to write this book is a growing trend that I have noticed, particularly among people committed to the biblical truth of God's sovereignty and divine election. Some of them flatly deny that God in any sense loves those whom he has not chosen for salvation. End of quote. Another quote from John MacArthur. Quote, there are some who flatly deny that such invitations constitute any sincere offer of mercy to the non-elect. As far as they are concerned, the very word offer smacks of Arminianism. They deny that God's pleadings with the reprobate reflect any real desire on God's part to see the wicked turn from their sins. To them, suggesting that God could have such an unfulfilled desire, quote-unquote desire, is a direct attack on divine sovereignty. End of quote. And one more quote from Dr. John MacArthur. Quote, yet if I seem to dwell on this issue, it is because I want to acknowledge that it poses a perplexing difficulty for other aspects of God's revealed truth. Let us honestly admit that on the face of it, the universal love of God is hard to reconcile with the doctrine of election. End of quote. Another quote. This is from Dave Hunt in What Love Is This? Quote, yet if Calvinism be true, these pleadings, for example, in Ezekiel 33:11, are a sham. The elect don't need them, and the non-elect can't heed them. End of quote. And yet another quote from Dave Hunt. Quote, my sincere and earnest desire in writing this book has been to defend God's character against a libel that denies his love for all and insists that he does not make salvation available to all because he does not want all to be saved. End of quote. This is in his book, What Love Is This? And then C. Gordon Olson in Beyond Calvinism and Arminianism. Quote, our concept of God and his attributes should rightly color our whole theology. Calvinists tend to identify holiness as the foremost attribute of God. Arminians, liberals too, tend to focus upon the love of God as primary. Even though I, too, taught one of those positions for many years, I now wonder why we must emphasize any attribute of God as more important than another. End of quote. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because the Lord loves you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Frederick Lehman says, quote, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever more endure the saints and angels' song. End of quote. Consistency is essential to proper thinking. However, a problem often emerges regarding the antinomies of Scripture, especially in regard to biblical tensions concerning God's sovereignty, Calvinism emphasis, and human responsibility, Arminian emphasis. This challenge becomes especially apparent when we discuss the role of prayer and the reality of God's love. Neatly sewn systems are, at that point, shown to have some loose ends. Wisdom at this point bows in humility before the awesomeness of God. I worship a God so great, I don't have him all figured out. I bow. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.